Hello and welcome back to the Daddy Daughter Podcast. It has been a long time since we've recorded, Jordan.
Yes, a very long time.
Yeah, so let's catch our audience up. Where have we been?
We have been living life.
Yes, we have.
And we have been doing lots of things, like going on vacation. But we'll talk about that. We'll talk about that later.
Okay. All right. Do we want to say we're going to skip that whole thing? We're going to save all of that for later? Okay. So what's been happening, Jordan?
Well, so since it's been like 6 months, I'd say, since we last recorded, probably about 4 or 5, I have dove into some new TV shows.
Okay. So what is the favorite show that you've seen in these months?
It's called Psych.
It's not called Psyche?
No, it's called Psych.
Psych.
Except it's spelled like
Psyche. It's spelled Psyche, right?
P-S-Y-C-H. Psych.
Okay, and what is Psych about?
So it's about this dude named Sean and his best friend named Gus. And Sean has like powerful powers of observation, like not really powers, but he can observe stuff very well. To save his own skin, he says he pretends he's a psychic and works for the police department with his best friend.
Yeah, so he is such a gifted observer of things that he can actually convince people that he's psychic, yeah. But he's not.
And he has like the best memory ever.
And he's kind of a goofy guy, isn't he?
Yeah. The episodes are very funny.
Mostly because he is like a funny personality. Yeah. And he kind of likes to, he's not a very serious person. Yeah. Like he likes to just kind of make a joke out of even kind of intense things.
Yeah. Right? Cause like every episode is about murder. So.
And I don't know what season that was that I saw you were watching. I rarely get a chance to sit down and watch with you, but sometimes it's on in the background. I noticed he himself, Sean, got himself into a lot of trouble. Like, he was kidnapped and, you know.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of physical danger to himself.
Yeah, that happens near, like, in the later seasons. There's 8 seasons, and I just finished with the show.
Did you really?
Yes. I mean, okay, so there's one more episode, except it's not really an episode, it's like a Q&A with, like, the actors.
With the cast?
Yeah, with the cast.
Oh, cool. Have you started that?
Yes.
I bet that's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting.
I always thought it was interesting to see what people look like when they're not dressed for the character on the show, when they're not acting like that character. Like, what are they like?
Well, I'd say that Sean's actor is actually acts a lot like Sean. It's
very similar.
And, well, he grew a beard.
Oh, he did?
Yes, and yeah. And we still have to watch just, like, movies.
Oh, there are movies. How many movies are there?
There's, like, 3 or something. And they make a new one every year, I think.
A new one every year. So what do you think, now that you're done with Psych? I mean, that's 8 seasons. That's a lot of TV to watch. Yeah. What is the next show that you'll watch?
I don't know. Probably the Boba Fett show on Disney Plus that we haven't seen yet.
Boba Fett, yeah.
We still need to watch Eternals.
And
it's on Disney Plus.
Yeah. We also haven't watched Hawkeye. So there's a lot of Disney Plus stuff that we can turn our attention to.
Mm-hmm.
So what else has been happening?
So when was it? So we went on vacation, as we said in the beginning. I'd say, when was that?
Which vacation? Are we talking about to Ely?
Yeah. The most recent.
Well, that was between Christmas, after Christmas through New Year's.
Yeah. So, well, we spent a lot of time there, and our main intention there was to go dog sledding, but we actually went sledding, spent time with my grandpa, your dad, and we went skiing and sledding and all that stuff.
Yeah.
It was very fun.
It was so
we
fun.
Also saw Sing 2 there.
Sing 2
it was very
the
nice.
Yeah, so lots of highlights there. I mean, just being at grandpa's house and being with him and like having fires in the fireplace, that's all that stuff is fun. But then the outdoor winter activities are highlights. And then, of course, when it's, you know, 25 below, it's always a good time to go to a movie inside where it's warm.
Yeah, and we got warm popcorn.
Yes.
And I got M&M's.
M&M's. And you got to go to your favorite restaurant in Ely.
Yes.
Insula, which is always a treat. Anything else about Ely you want to say? Do you want to talk about dog sledding?
Dog sledding was very fun.
It's always a highlight.
Except it was like 30 below the whole time.
It was very cold.
Yeah, and so even though I had three pant layers and four upper layers, and I had like three pairs of gloves on, including like the really warm ones, plus hand warmers, and big boots, big socks, plus toe warmers, I was still cold. And I had a blanket over me, because I'm not allowed to drive yet.
I thought the only part of you that was cold was your hands, and that was because you took your mittens off.
Oh, well, I mean, yeah. And my face, I hate putting on neck warmers. I hate it. Because whenever, I like them all around my neck, but I don't like them putting it on my nose.
Yeah, I don't either. Because it gets wet when you breathe out. Yeah, and but it was so cold, like, you had to.
Yeah.
Like, as soon as we started, I was fine when we weren't moving, but then when we started moving on the dog sled, I had to pull that neck warmer all the way up over my nose. Any exposed skin was very cold.
Yeah, and then I was the photographer, and it was so cold that after a few seconds, you start to lose feeling in your fingers. So, and that is, like, really hard to move around once you have, like, when you lose the feeling in your fingers. So I was supposed to do the photos, right? I don't have the special gloves that, like, you can touch the screen with.
Right,
so I had to take off all my gloves, and it was cold.
So what did we do today? Today we're recording on Martin Luther King Day.
It is?
Yep.
I never knew what day that was. I thought
it's today. So there's no school today. We just got back from conferences.
Yes. School conferences. And unconveniently, in fifth grade, I have to lead my conferences.
That's pretty inconvenient, isn't it?
Which is annoying because I don't like leading my conferences.
What don't you like about it?
Because it's like awkward, and you can't, and he can't just, like, the teacher can't just talk about me while I chill in the book fair.
That's what you'd prefer, right?
Yeah.
Do you want to say anything about the book fair?
The book fair was very fun indeed. I thought I had $40. I really had 20 because I remember packing $40 into this, except apparently I probably spent $20.
So did you lose 20 or did you leave it behind? Did you find it here?
No, it's fine.
Okay.
I mean, like, I thought I had 40, but really I had 20. So I.
So did you have to put some things back?
Yeah, I had to put some things back. Basically, I got a bookmark, a Cat Kid Comic Club, and then I got a poster.
Which poster?
Hogwarts Crest poster. Talk about that later.
Okay.
And then, so recently I have been going into the arts.
Yes, you love
painting.
Art.
I love painting and drawing and sketching.
Yeah, I mean, we've got this table downstairs where you like to put some music on and sketch, paint, draw.
Read. No, not read on that table, but I read upstairs.
And it's funny, when you started with this a few months ago, you had this big old table to yourself. That was our dining room table, our old one. And now, after Christmas and after us, like, getting you more and more art stuff and more stuff for Christmas,
there's not enough space.
There's not enough space.
No.
I think so. There's a leaf we can put in that table.
What's a leaf?
A leaf is goes. We can stretch out the two segments and put a wooden thing in between to make the table bigger. We might need to do that for you.
What?
I'll show you afterwards. Okay. Yeah, but yeah, you are very much into art. You use acrylic paints.
Yes.
But also, your Aunt Kim got you some watercolor paper.
Yes, and I got watercolor for Christmas. I also got some gouache for Christmas.
Gouache? What's that?
Gouache is a very interesting thing. It is like the opposite of oil paint. Mm. Oil paint is like acrylic paint, but slightly different consistency, and it can take anywhere from a day to weeks to dry. And that's why some people like it.
Because they can, and gouache, as they're painting, they can kind of even just like adjust. Like if they put a layer on top, mm-hmm. they can really adjust the texture
and
color.
And then gouache dries extremely fast.
Okay.
Yeah, more fast than acrylic. So that's basically the difference. And it's a slightly different consistency. The new year.
Can I ask you one more thing about art? What were the things that mommy got you that there's like a, if they're like markers, but a brush
head, markers?
They're brush markers? Yeah, is that just ink? That's not like a particular kind
of
paint.
You mean the paint markers I got?
Yeah, like what kind of paint is that?
Acrylic paint. They're acrylic paint markers.
Okay, very cool. All right, let's transition to, what did you say, New Year?
New Year.
Let's hear.
So basically, the New Year, I didn't get to stay up late this time because we were in Ely. And it was the night before we went dog sledding the next day. And I was like tired. I went to bed at 11, woke up at 5. I was tired. I almost fell asleep on the dog sled.
Yeah. And it was a big deal. You want to stay up till midnight, but it was just, yeah, we were too active. Got too much stuff done.
Yeah. So after conferences today, we went out to eat lunch at Grill 26. What is Grill 26, Daddy?
What is it?
What is it?
It's a wonderful restaurant we have that's very close to your school.
Yes, you love it, don't you? It's like your second favorite.
Yeah, it's there are restaurants I like better in town, but they're like very special occasion restaurants because they're very expensive.
Parker's is your favorite, isn't it?
Yeah, Parker's is our favorite, but Parker's is significantly more expensive. So Grill 26 is like a place that we can go more often.
Yes,
and we think their food is wonderful, and the I think like the whole environment is very nice.
Yes, like, I like it too.
Very pleasant. We got to sit in this really cool. Like,
yeah, it was like a booth, except it was like a semicircle. It was like a semicircle booth, and then there was a table in front of us.
Yeah,
and that was very nice.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Yeah, and the food was good too, right?
Hey, can I tell you a secret?
What?
I ordered off the kids menu, which is 10 and under, even though I'm 11.
Yeah.
Yeah, because none of the food on the adult menu looked good.
I bet you'd like it. You always like trying out kind of new things, and I think it's really cool. I appreciate that about you. So Grill 26 is a restaurant that you like. This is only the second time we've been there, but it's been a while.
Because I don't remember the last time I went there.
I don't know. Do you want to talk about your favorite restaurants? Do you want to do a ranking?
First, can we talk about food?
Yeah, let's talk about food.
Okay, let's talk about food. I like spaghetti. It's my favorite food ever. Probably me and Isaac both.
Yeah, you guys could live on pasta.
Yes.
And you particularly, you just do pasta and Parmesan cheese.
Yeah. Isaac does with red sauce and sometimes meatballs.
Yeah.
And usually meatballs are separate.
But yeah, you are pretty easy to please with just pasta and Parmesan cheese.
Just spaghetti. I can live off spaghetti.
Or even
spaghetti.
Just spaghetti is your particular favorite. But we did like mini penne.
Yeah. I like fettuccine though.
Fettuccine? Oh, we can get you a fettuccine.
I like fettuccine and I like spaghetti. And I like pasta, except some pastas I don't like I like spaghetti because the Parmesan cheese actually sticks because with the actual, and I can eat it in like bulkier amount, like bigger amounts.
Where Isaac really didn't like those. What are they called? Mini penne. Mini penne? Like,
yeah.
He didn't like those because it's just like a lot of work to stab them all with his fork.
I mean, I just put my fork under. And so like the thing that annoys me about like pasta is that, and that's why I like spaghetti more, is like whenever I pick them up, the Parmesan cheese always falls off. And it's so annoying. I want all the Parmesan cheese.
And so spaghetti's stickier. I wonder if that's the recipe or if it's just how we cook it or if it kind of gets caught up in the windiness.
Yeah, it gets more like caught up in it, and I think since I learned from Luca, you just like spin your little fork, you put it in and you spin it and then you lift it up and you go, arr.
And when you say you learned from Luca, you're not referring to your classmate, you're referring to the movie.
Yes.
It's interesting. You'd think all pasta shapes would be the same, but there are pasta shapes I like and pasta shapes I don't like.
Yeah.
Like I don't like penne. Like, why? If there's like a real, I don't know. I just don't. I mean, I would eat it. Like, I don't dislike it. But if I have a choice, I'm going with something other than penne. Same thing with bow ties. I love bow ties.
I love bow ties.
And rigatoni, the
what's
swirly
rigatoni
things?
Again?
The swirls?
Yeah, the swirls.
I like that.
Yeah, me too.
There's certain ones I like and certain ones
I don't like shells. I mean, shells are fine because they actually like encapsulate the Parmesan cheese, but I don't really like them.
If I had to say my favorite of the non like long noodle pasta of the, I don't even know what it's called, but it's like, they're like rolled up. It's like a longer piece of pasta that they roll up. That, I don't know what it's called, but that would be my favorite.
ravioli.
No, ravioli is like
lasagna.
I do like mini lasagnas. There might be a name. Is that farfalla? Anyway, yeah.
Oh, and then there's like raffala, which is like a really small lasagna. One that's like like wavy around the edges, which is nice. And I like that one.
Is there any other food or restaurant thoughts you have?
I like Noodles and Company for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
I like
What's your favorite thing you usually get there? It's got steak in it, right?
It's steak stroganoff. Yeah.
Steak stroganoff.
Mommy didn't order me mushrooms one time and I was mad. I love Chick-fil-A. I love Slim Chickens. I like Burger King.
I'm trying to think of the other. You love Jimmy John's?
Yeah, I like Jimmy John's.
Didn't you like their... I don't think you said Jimmy John's.
Probably didn't. I like their unwitches.
How about looks? Do you like looks?
Eh. They have a very small kids menu and it annoys me.
It is small.
I mean, yeah. Like, and their actual menu is actually kind of small. It's like pizza and like boring adult stuff. Adult food that's like complicated called like reggaetoni a la more.
So during the break, I did a little bit of research and I found out that the type of pasta, the little rolled up thing that I really like, is called campanella. That's my favorite.
And I like mafalda pasta.
Yeah, mafalda. That's the little lasagna things.
That yeah. Talking
about. So, Jordan, you have been influenced a little bit by your friend Eden the Great.
A little bit.
A little bit. And
she practically begged me.
To do what?
To read Harry Potter. So I did.
And you hated it.
No, I loved it. I read the whole series and I'm reading it again.
Yeah. So, I mean, I remember when we were in Ely, I think you brought along. How many books do you bring along of the Harry Potter?
I brought along two of them. I brought
two of them. The so last one two. You read on the way. And then like the second day you read the entire book.
Okay. Listen. On the trip there, I read the whole time. Yeah. Isaac was watching the movie, which was really distracting. And you and Mommy were talking,
which is really on us.
Which is really distracting. So, and I just like read on in a day. I finished it in a day. Yeah. And then.
Yeah, it's funny. And then you finish and you're like, well, what do I do now? Thank goodness that Grandpa got you some books for Christmas.
Yeah. That was the Half-Blood Prince study. That was the sixth in the car. I finished the sixth. Okay. And then after like a few days of reading, I finished the seventh.
But you read the seventh in mostly one day.
Mostly.
Yeah. And now you're on your way through again and you're back on book six?
I'm on book four.
Book four. Oh, okay.
I'm trying to read them all in the illustrated versions, but since we just had a break, tomorrow I can get like the fifth book in illustrated. I mean, it was annoying because on Friday, since we had it off, I would have had library.
Right.
Therefore, I would have been able to get the fifth one.
Yeah. So you've had to read the non-illustrated version.
Yeah, the non-illustrated one, which is annoying. Because I want to reread
the illustrated. So any deep thoughts on Harry Potter besides it being phenomenal?
It's phenomenal. Read it, please. Grandma says she doesn't like it. She says, I didn't like Harry Potter. Huggy Wuggy. And it's very nice. I like it.
Yeah. Do you have any characters or themes that stand out that you want to share with our audience?
I am a Ravenclaw.
Okay. Why?
Because I am. That's why I'm a Ravenclaw. And my best.
No, you can do better than that.
Okay.
Describe what a Ravenclaw.
Okay, a Ravenclaw. So there are four houses at Hogwarts, the school of witchcraft and wizardry that Harry Potter goes to. Harry Potter attends. So there are four houses: Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, and Slytherin. So I'm a Ravenclaw, which means I'm smart and creative and all that. Slytherin are ambitious and cunning and blah, blah, and Hufflepuff are kind and loyal and patient and hardworking. And Gryffindor are brave and have chivalry.
They have chivalry.
And nerve.
Courage?
Courage. Yes.
Okay. Now, shall we close with a question of the day?
Yes. What is your opinion on food and restaurants? That's the question of the day.
So opinion meaning like, what are your favorite foods?
Yes.
How about least favorite? Do we want to hear about least favorite?
I don't like jelly beans and I don't like celery.
Oh, but the question usually we ask our audience, right? And we say, respond in the text thread. So
yes,
you're going to
please
get this. Let us know what your favorite and least favorite foods are. And same with restaurant. I guess we don't need least favorite. Jordan, what's your least favorite restaurant? I don't know if you have one.
I don't know.
I guess Lux might be it. But you know what I love about Lux is I love their outdoor area.
I love it
fun,
too.
It's fun to hang out outside. And on a nice day, you and Isaac can run around on the golf course and throw the beanbags. And you love that. So in the text thread where you receive the link for this podcast, let us know what your favorite, what your opinions are on food and restaurants. Jordan, can you close us out?
Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
We'll try to release another episode without making you wait 5 months. See you next time.
See ya.